नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तवयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम् एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियाणिव्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम निगम कल्पतरोर्गिरदं पलं सुखमुखदं मृतदिवसं मुदं विविध भक्तं रासमालयं मुहुरो राशिगभु विभावुकः
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto 8th chapter text number 20 श्रीशुक उवाच इत्यात्मानं समादिश्य गर्गे च स्वगृहं गते नन्दा प्रमोदितो मेने आत्मानं पूर्णम् आशिषाम् श्रीशुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सैद इति दस आत्मानं अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ द सुप्रीम सोल समादिश्य आफ्टर फुली इंस्ट्रक्टिंग गर्गे When Garga Muni cha also Svagriham to his own abode Gate had departed Nanda Maharaj Nanda Pramuditaha became extremely pleased Mene considered Atmanam, his own self, Purnam Ashisham, full of all good fortune. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, after Garga Muni, having instructed Nanda Maharaj about Krishna, departed for his own home, Nanda Maharaj was very pleased and considered himself full of all good fortune. Purport. Krishna is the super soul and Nanda Maharaj is the individual soul. By the instructions of Garga Muni, both of them were blessed. Nanda Maharaj was thinking of Krishna's safety from the hands of demons like Putana and Shakatasura. And because he possessed such a son, he thought of himself as most fortunate. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana salakaya Chakshurandamilitam yanam dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yadabhadakamalan Sri Gurand Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagandvidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo 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 Hare Hare Sri Sukuvacha Ityatmanam Samadishya Garga Chasa Griham Gate Nanda Pramudito Mene Atmanam Poonam Ashisham. Sukadev Goswami is continuing to speak to Parikshit Maharaj about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Here in this verse is continuing explaining how Garga Muni, so he had given instructions to Nanda Maharaj, having performed also the Namkaran Samskar, and then he departed for his home. And so Nanda Maharaj, Pramodito, so Pramoda, Pramodita, Pramod, so he was very, very pleased. First of all, because Garga Muni was actually considered to be the foremost of the priests. Although in Braj, Nanda Maharaj, he has his own priest. Actually, two priests were there, Sandilya Muni and Baguri Muni. So they are the priests of most of the inhabitants of Braj. Great priests also, brahmanas, very qualified. But just like we can see, even nowadays there may be many devotees are there, but one who is highly qualified, he will be accepted as the foremost. Or even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada had many disciples, and many of them were highly qualified. But Srila Prabhupada was the foremost because he preached Krishna consciousness, fulfilling the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada and the prophecy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And therefore he was highly respected amongst his God brothers, amongst the Brijabasis. So similarly here, Garga Muni was highly respected because he was highly, most qualified. So even the others, Baguri Muni, Sandilya Muni, they were respecting him. So he was like Jagat Guru, he was the spill master of everyone, most qualified and senior. And so he was very pleased that he was blessed by his presence. And he did the name giving ceremony for his two children, for Krishna and Balaram. And then he was also very pleased. So as explained here by Srila Prabhupada, that two reasons are given here by Prabhupada in the purport. So referring to Purnam Ashisham, full of all good fortune. First of all, because Nanda Maharaj, he was thinking about Krishna's safety, Krishna's welfare. As a father, that is natural. And he was not aware, by the influence of Yoga Maya, The Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Although Garga Muni indicated, as explained in the previous verses, that Narayana Sama is almost equal to Narayan. Of course, ultimately we know that actually Krishna is greater than Narayan. Ete chamsa kalapam sam Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam, as explained in this Paribhasha Sutra verse from the first canto, third chapter, text 43. This verse is actually the most important verse in regards to giving the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam in terms of who is the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna's too, Swayam Bhagavan, Bhagavan Swayam. See, Swayam Bhagavan, that is Krishna himself. So that is to be understood throughout the Bhagavatam. So, from beginning to end, so Krishna is the source of Narayan, of Vishnu, of all the spiritual material worlds, Adi Purush, the source of everything, as all the great sages actually acknowledge, as is Brahmaji is explaining in the Brahma Samhita. Govinda Madipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam Purushottam Parameshwar. So he's the greatest personality. But here, not to disturb Nanda Maharaja's Vatsalya Bhav, so he didn't say directly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the source of everything, because that would disturb his natural, very intimate, loving feelings towards Krishna in Braj. So the devotees in Braj, they are the most exalted of all Krishna's associates, of all the devotees, of all the associates of the Lord in the spiritual realm. And so their love is very sweet, Madhurya Bhav. And they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord by the internal potency of the Lord. And Krishna is relishing that. It is most relishable for Krishna. So in order not to disturb, he simply hinted to Nanda Maharaj that he's a great personality, Krishna. Almost just like Narayan. So then later on also he was discussing with his friends and what Garga Muni was saying about Krishna, that is just like the Lord, the Supreme Lord. So Nanda Maharaj was, so in this way he had his affection for his son, and as a father it is natural that the father wants to protect the son. Not knowing that he's the Supreme Lord, he wanted to protect him from Kamsa and from the demons which were sent by Kamsa. And with the instructions and guidance of Nanda Maharaj, of Garga Muni, Nanda Maharaj was able to, so to say, to some extent, he was doing his duty very nicely. And so he was pleased that by the blessings of Garga Muni, so his child will be fine, he will be protected. And he considered himself also fortunate to have such a son. So first of all, to have the blessings of Garga Muni, but then also because Garga Muni explained to him that this son is not just an ordinary son, he's very special. And so therefore he was very satisfied. He was very pleased, and he felt that all good fortune is upon me by the Lord himself. And even later on, as many times the Brijabasis are discussing about what is happening and the difficulties are there, at one point Krishna, so as he was always actually, of course, the object of everyone's love, but the difficulties were there, and meant to send by Kamsa to kill Krishna, which is of course not possible because this is Supreme Lord. But difficulties were there. And so Nanda Maharaj was actually, there were five sons. And Nanda Maharaj was the middle son. So the eldest son was supposed to be, of course, naturally the king of Braj. And one time they had a meeting and then even the elder sons, both of the elder sons were elder than Nanda Maharaj, were saying that actually we think that the Nanda Maharaj should be the king of Braj because Krishna is his son and Krishna is wonderful and everyone loves wonderful and he's a special child, as Garga Muni also said. And Nanda Maharaj was saying, no, you're the elder brother, you should be the king. And then, but everyone was then actually supporting the elder brother's suggestion that Nanda Maharaj should be the king. And then finally, so Nanda Maharaj also, following the advice of his brothers and the elders, then he accepted the position and he became the king of Braj. Under his guidance, of course, then everything was going on very nicely. But difficulties were there because of Kamsa. And in the material world, always difficulties are there. And that is the nature of the material world. Janma, mritu, jara, vyadi, birth, old age, diseases and death. That is unavoidable. Of course, the devotees, they are protected by the Lord and they have knowledge and they know that they are not this body, that they are spirit soul. So therefore, they can tolerate the miseries of this material world. But undoubtedly, they are there and sometimes it becomes very difficult for the devotees also. And sometimes they become helpless also, the devotees. But then, they call out to Krishna, like the Brijabasis, a demon is coming. They're calling out to Krishna, who else is there to protect them? Big demons were there and of course there were Vaishyas and they were also strongly built. This coward man taking care of the cows and plowing the fields. So they were strongly built, drinking so much milk and the grains and the ghee. Very healthy living, so they were strong. But at the same time, these demons, they were extremely powerful. And so therefore they were helpless. But then they always took shelter of Krishna. And then somehow, and then Krishna, he protected them, killed all these demons. And they were always very much surprised at how this is happening. So one point, Krishna of course was very naughty at the same time. And as we know, he used to go to the neighbor's houses also. Although in Nanda Bhavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, everything is there. Because he's the king of Braj. So, and he has 9 lakhs of cows, 900,000 cows and calves and bulls. So much milk is there. And so then they're making ghee and yogurt and so many sweets. And they have so much land and grains and plenty of everything is there. So therefore there's no need for Krishna to go anywhere. So that is also Mother Yashoda was thinking, why Krishna is going somewhere else? Everything is here in my house. And he can have so much of everything, but still he's going somewhere else and stealing butter from the other houses. And then, of course, when Krishna is going there and taking some butter or something, then the gopis from the other houses, they're complaining to Mother Yashoda. Oh, Krishna came and he steal butter. He was stealing butter and he's disturbing our children. So Krishna was very naughty. Sometimes it was the little boys which are just born there and or just 1 year old who were smaller than Krishna. Krishna sometimes he was just pinching them for playing. And then they were crying and then the mother has to come and chase away Krishna. Adibhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna. in his wonderful pastimes, Adbhut Leela. But actually, because everyone has so much love for Krishna, the gopis, when they are churning the yogurt or to make ghee, and then they're making butter. So actually they are also from the milk, of course, the cream is there, they're making butter, and from the yogurt they're making ghee. So whatever. So different ways of making ghee also from the cream. And so the gopis are doing that, and because they have so much love for Krishna, actually they're praying that Krishna, may Krishna come to my house and take some butter. So they're making butter for the house, of course, but because they even have more love for Krishna than their own children. Because Krishna is prananath for everyone in Braj. He's the center, he's everyone's Lord, just like the sun. And the sun is there for everyone's benefit, and everyone is respecting, at least in India, the sun. Although in December, sometimes there's too much sunshine, and then we are, in daytime, we're not going so much out. When we are going out, we have an umbrella, because the sun's rays are very strong. But otherwise, the sun is actually very beneficial for the health. And with the sun, we can see by the power of the sun. And so in Sanskrit, there are many words for the sun. Surya, Bhaskar, Aditya, and so on. One of them is also Mitra. The sun is the friend of the living entities, enlivening the devotees, the sadhakas. And therefore the Brahma Gayatri is there, Om Bhurbhuvasva Tat Savitur Ityadi, and so on. So showing respect externally to the sun, and the Guru Vaishnavas also worshipping or respect. They are respecting the sun, but of course when the Guru Vaishnavas are chanting the Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, they remember Krishna, Surya Sama. So it's just like the sun. Of course Krishna is more than the sun, more powerful than the sun. And actually the light of the sun is coming from Krishna. Krishna, Surya Samamaya Andakata, Krishna Mayar Adhikarnai. So Krishna is like the sun in the example given, and the material world is darkness. So the external energy darkness is there. So wherever there is Krishna, there is no question of darkness. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sara Pashanti Surya Divya Chakshu Radadam. So the devotees, the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, they are enlightened. And they can see everything by Krishna's mercy. Externally, by the sun's mercy, we can see something, but then ultimately by Krishna's mercy, because the light is coming from Krishna. So Krishna is the source of everything, giving all light, but in material world, the sun is very important, and everyone can see and is respecting the sun. At the same time, millions of people may respect the sun. In India, in the morning time especially, at Suryodaya, at the rising of the sun. So Krishna is reciprocating with all the inhabitants of Braj. With all of them. Not only his parents, his friends, or the gopis, or the elderly gopis, but even with the animals, with all of them, the loving reciprocation is there. And he's all powerful, and so he can reciprocate with everyone at the same time also. And so they are calling him, oh, the gopis, oh, I wish Krishna would come to my house. And then Krishna then is going, because he's calling them. And then apparently, so in the loving pastime, so then he's known as Makanchor. He's a butter thief. Braje prasidam navaneta choram gupangananam charukula choram aneka janmajida papa choram churagagannam purusham namami. So we offer obeisances to the greatest of the thieves. So that is Krishna. Of course, stealing is not good in this material world that we know. But whatever Krishna is doing, that is perfect and complete. And because in the material world, it is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So all the different qualities and moods are. So Krishna is the fountainhead of everything. So because he has the stealing propensity, which is perfect and complete in the spiritual world, so therefore it is there in the material world also. But Krishna stealing is good, but in the material world to steal, it is actually it is highly improper, it is punishable, it is sinful. But Krishna, whatever Krishna is doing, it is all good, it's perfect and complete. So in the past time in Lila Vichar, Krishna is stealing. And yesterday I was just reading about Prabhupada saying something. Many times Prabhupada is calling people rascal, this rascal, that rascal. So many times you hear. And then sometimes devotees are imitating, they think they can also call others rascal. But no, we should not do. Because we are still rascals ourselves. How we can call others rascal? First we should be gentlemen, as Prabhupada said. We should become gentlemen, then we can become Vaishnav. So first we should be humble, tolerant, respectful. Of course, if one is a father or an authority, then one has to also take care of the children and correct them. This is good, that is not good. That is there. But we should be gentle always and do everything with love. Some chastisement sometimes has to be there to correct somebody. But then the love has to be there also. And the positive, good instructions must be more than the chastisement that we have to understand. So Prabhupada, of course, he has so much love for the conditioned souls. Pure love for Krishna. Therefore, he has love for all the jivas. And therefore, he was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. But as a loving father, so he's chastising the conditioned souls, especially those who are actually demoniac, and they are rascals, the demoniac people, and there are plenty of them in this material world. So Prabhupada, he has the right to say that, rascals. And then suddenly, so the rascals are there in this world, and then Prabhupada suddenly saying, and actually all the qualities are coming from Krishna. And Krishna is also a rascal. Prabhupada say Krishna is also a rascal. No, rascal number one. He's thief number one and rascal number one. Why? Because he's there with his devotees, also with his associates. And then he's giving the example with the gopis. That the gopis are there and then Krishna is going near them. And then he's sometimes pushing them and they're falling also. And then Krishna is embracing them and they say, no, go away. And he's kissing them. So rascal, Prabhupada is saying. So, but then Prabhupada is saying also, but he's perfect. He's completely pure and perfect. Whatever he's doing, it is transcendental. So also we have to understand, so there's Lila Vichar. In the past times, Krishna is doing so many activities, wonderful and amazing things, lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, and then he's playing with his associates, and he's stealing also, and then he's disturbing the gopis, stealing the gopis' cloth, Vastraharan, so externally speaking, according to Niti Shastra, to moral codes, it is not proper, but whatever Krishna is doing, it is proper, it is perfect and complete. And then there's actually the tattva vichar in the consideration of the absolute truth. If we analyze Krishna's pastimes, there's nothing wrong. Because first of all, the gopis, they were calling Krishna, please come. Therefore Krishna is coming and is taking the butter. That is one thing. And second of all, bhuktaram yat tapasam, sarvalokam eshwaram, everything is coming from Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. And even you go to any house in Braj, and then you go there, then devotees sometimes they come to our house or somebody's house, and then they will say, oh, you have a nice house. And the devotees will always say, no, it's not nice house, it is Krishna's house. because they are worshipping Krishna. So everything belongs to Krishna. All the worlds belong to Krishna. All the houses belong to Krishna. And so all the bridge buses are there. And so the houses belong to him. Everything belongs to him. And all the ingredients of this material world and the spiritual world, sarga visargascha, that is mentioned also in the Bhagavatam, the ten subject matters of the Bhagavatam. Sarga visarga. So sarga means the first creation, that is the material elements which are there, which are coming into existence. So first it is unmanifested, pradhan. But then by Krishna's desire and will, then it becomes manifest. Then it is known as prakriti. So everything is coming from Krishna. So achinta beda beda tattva, everything is non-different from Krishna and different. And then visarga, then Lord Brahma is creating. So everything is coming from Krishna. And all the Vishnumurtis are expansions of Krishna. The internal potency, Ladini Shakti, is ultimately coming from Krishna. And then, so Srimati Radharani, Mool Shakti. And then all the goddesses of fortune are expansions of Srimati Radharani. And then there is the Antaranga Shakti, internal potency, Bahiranga Shakti, external potency. Ultimately, everything is coming from Krishna. And then the Tatastha Shakti, the Jiva Shakti, the living entity, is also coming from Krishna. Mamayavamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Everything is coming from Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is in Krishna. When Mother Yashoda was looking in Krishna's mouth, she saw all the universes, everything, and herself also there. And she became bewildered. But then she forgot everything. So even from that point of view, so Krishna is going to the different houses, they belong to him also. All the planets belong to him. Golok belongs to him. This material world belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. What to speak of each house, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. So then he's going in his different houses, he's taking whatever he wants, he has the right. Sarva Loke Maheshwaram is the supreme proprietor. We only temporary proprietor. Whoever may say this is my house or that is my my land, that is temporary. But everything belongs to Krishna. So he can use, he can take whatever he wants. So from the absolute platform of the Tattva Vichara, there's nothing wrong. And stealing the gopi's cloth. So they are his internal potency. They belong to Krishna. So therefore he can, and they have love for Krishna. So therefore he also took their cloth. Because actually the gopis, they were praying 1 month to Katyayani Devi. So that is the internal potency, the Durga, 2 kinds of Durga, one is the internal potency and one is the external potency. So the gopis who are just becoming perfect in the Krishna Lila where it was performed, they were worshipping the internal potency Katyayani Devi in order to have Krishna as the husband. And then Krishna again, so he fulfilled the desire. They were doing for 1 month, eating just once a day khichdi, Havishyan, worshipping Katyayani Devi, worshipping Yamuna Devi, taking bath there. Katyayani Mamaye Mayogya Dishwari Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. So they were worshipping offering respect to Katyayani Devi. Mahamaya. So she's Mahamaya. 2 kinds of Mahamaya again, internal potency and the external potency. So he's a Mahayogini also. Of course, so the internal, even the external potency, they are also devotees of Krishna, acting under Krishna's direction. Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. Nanda Gopasuta, the son of Nanda Baba, please let him become our husband. So they were praying every day. And therefore, the Krishna fulfilled their desire. So because even the demigods, whoever they are, they can give some benefits. Like many, they go to the demigods to get some benedictions. But if Krishna is not sanctioning, they cannot get. Not possible. So Krishna is ultimately the ultimate person who is sanctioning. And so Krishna, so he was pleased with the gopis, and therefore he accepted them as his beloved. And so therefore, the last day, when we were taking the bath in the Jamuna to end, so that is the system, avivrita bath, snan. So after everything is over, so in the morning they had the bath and they did the puja and everything was completed. Then later on at noontime again they were taking bath there. So to complete everything, and then so Krishna to fulfill their desire, so he stole their cloth. So, and externally, so they had a so-called husband, but actually they belong to Krishna. And the so-called husbands, they are never touching the gopis, not possible. They had internal potency. So just, but for the purpose, of course, various purposes are served when Krishna is performing some action, some activity. So in this way, Krishna, he is, if you see according to the principle of the Tattva Vichar, the consideration of the Absolute Truth, whatever Krishna is doing is perfect and complete. And according to Lila Vichar, the consideration of the pastimes, so Krishna is performing wonderful, extraordinary, sweet pastimes. But in order to understand them, we should be fully conversant with the Tattva Vichar, the consideration of the Absolute Truth. Otherwise, we may misunderstand, like many people in India, they have a misunderstanding. And they think Krishna, he cannot be the Supreme Lord. He's stealing and he's enjoying other men's wives. That is highly improper. We cannot worship him. Therefore, there are more worshippers of Ram than Krishna in Bharatvarsha. But those who are properly situated, those who are learned, those who are under proper guidance, they will properly understand Krishna's wonderful qualities and Krishna's wonderful pastimes. So first of all, we have to be fully convinced in understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that we are not his body, that we are spirit soul and belong to Krishna, that we have to constantly serve Krishna. So when we are realizing this fact, and if we are properly engaged in devotional activities under the guidance of the pure devotee, then we can advance nicely, and then we can also properly understand the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And then janma karma cha medivyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyaktva tyampuna janma naiti mameti swarjana. If we know Krishna's appearance and Krishna's activities, which are transcendental, Veti tattvata, if we understand them properly, truly, fully, then we do not have to take birth again. But then we can enter the pastimes of Krishna in Braj. And then one is completely liberated. So wonderful pastimes are there of the Lord, and so actually we are all blessed. So here, just like Nanda Maharaj, Purna Ashisham. So Ashish means so good fortune or blessings are there. So if you are connected to Krishna, if you are serving Krishna under the guidance of the Spiritual Master, then all blessings will be there. All good fortune will be there. Just like also Mahaprabhu, he blessed the devotees who used to come to him. Krishna Matirastu, May Krishna always remain in your consciousness, Matir. And so the Spiritual Master is blessing the disciples, the devotees, that may Krishna always be there in your consciousness. Madhava Madhava Vachi, Madhava Madhava Didi, Smaranti Sarva Sarve, Sarva Kaisha Madhavam. So Madhav, Krishna should be in our words, in our heart, in all our activities, so that everything should be for the pleasure of Krishna, Madhav, Shyama Sundar. And then we'll be blessed by Krishna himself. And but before that, of course, we need the blessings of the Spiritual Master, of Mahaprabhu. And then all good fortune will be there. So just like Garga Muni, so instructed, he blessed Nanda Maharaj. Mangalam Bhavatu. So Aishram Bhavatu, Kalyanam Bhavatu, the Spiritual Master, the exalted Vaishnavas, their blessing, the disciples, the followers, the common man who are approaching them. And then then it is possible to approach the Supreme Lord, and then one can make one's life perfect. So we should always be engaged in devotional service and pray for the blessings of the Vaishnavas, the Spiritual Master, and then we can get the blessings of Mahaprabhu and ultimately Radha Krishna, and then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Any question or any comment? Nanda Maharaja's brothers. Yes. Yes. Nanda Maharaj was the middle one. Yes?
He was chosen as the king of Braj.
Yes, he was the king of Braj. But before that, the eldest brother, as it is in the custom, he became the king. The eldest brother, Upananda. And then his second, I can't remember. Yeah, first is Upananda, and then I can't remember the second, and the smaller ones are Sananda and Nanda Maharaj is the middle one. There are two elder ones and two younger ones. So the elder one was the king, but then he said, no, because you're highly qualified, Nanda, and then because Krishna is your son and his most wonderful child, so you should be, and everyone loves Krishna. And then everyone agreed. And even the second one, who was, if the first one is not becoming the king, then the second one has the right. But he backed off. No. I mean, it's true. Nanda Maharaj is most exalted. He should become the king.
Because of Krishna.
Yeah, because of Krishna. Yeah, and he became the king then. One more pastime. So one time, they had a meeting like every day. Like in the community, even in our temple, mostly there's a meeting almost every day, meeting. Yes, and trying to get a solution for this problem, that problem. And one time Prabhupada said the GBC meetings are too long. Meeting, but no solution. Shouldn't be not like that. But of course meetings are necessary. And hopefully the solutions are brought out by the seniors coming together. So even in the temple, almost every day there's meeting, right? MCC meetings are there. And then discussing this problem, that problem, which is necessary. So even... And so, but even this time, Christmas time, every day there were meeting about this problem, that problem. So one time they were meeting together, and there was this problem, that problem. And then suddenly, but whenever they were meeting, they were talking about Krishna. Oh, Krishna, this. Did you hear what happened yesterday with Krishna? Every day they were meeting different things and they were talking about Krishna. At the end, just talking about Krishna. In Braj, with the elders. No, not here, yeah. Also here they should be talking about Krishna when there's a meeting. At the end, always, Krishna should be there. So then they were discussing. Almost every day they have a meeting, they come together, the elders, and they're talking this problem, this demon, that demon. Therefore, at one point they decided, Gokul is difficult, there are so many demons here. And they stayed 3 years and 4 years and 4 months in Gokul. But because there were so many demons had come, they had a meeting and they decided, we will move somewhere else. And they came to Chatikara. Chatikara, meaning of chati, that means the chata, that means the bullock carts were there and they were making a circle. They came there. That is still there, Chatikara, the village. So they were there for 3 years and 4 months, staying there. And then after they moved back to Nandagaon for 3 years and 4 months. So they were discussing every day. And one time they, as usual, talking about Krishna. And then the elders, they were chastising Nanda Baba. You're chastising Krishna too much. Because Krishna, as we have heard from Garga Muni, is a special person. And although he's a boy and he's maybe a little mischievous, but he's just like Narayan. And maybe he's not Narayan, but maybe he's a great demigod. Or maybe he's a great saintly person. And he became now your son. So you should be more gentle with him. And then Nanda Maharaj listening to the elders and says, yes, 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 you're right. But then he's thinking, but then Krishna is such a naughty boy, and he's eating with the left hand, he's stealing, and he's disturbing others. So I'm the father of Krishna. It is my duty to chastise him, whatever he may be, but it is my duty to chastise him. So these were the meetings going on every day. Hare Krishna. Shama Sundar ki, Nanda Gopal ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivarinda ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol.